Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for tonight. I'm going to start with some bad news. The news lady is still recovering from her near-fatal scrapbooking incident, so she won't be joining us tonight, but she'll be back next week when we're chatting with Anthony Anderson and some of the cast of the award-winning web series Anacostia. So we'll hear the harrowing story of Victoria's thumb. So, but tonight, it's all about Nashville. We have a lot of Nashville people on tonight. We have Tommy Dalton, Scott Carey, and a little surprise at the end of it. But the good people at Synchronicity PR, Amanda Moore, who I've been kind of close with lately, has introduced me to some of the best talent coming down the pipeline. And I get very excited when I have new information that no one seems to know. So I'm going to show you how I found out he was great. I'm going to go ahead and play you Tommy Dalton, It Doesn't Suck, It Don't Suck, from his new album called Back to You. Give a listen and tell me how you like it.
He's laying right there on the hood of my car, a fresh suntan looking up at the stars and those big brown eyes. She's a picture of paradise. We got the radio station turned up real loud. I'm feeling no pain, kind of dancing around out here in the woods. Yeah, and it's all good. She says, baby, come and give me a kiss. Man, life don't get better than this. It don't suck being me today. Just for once, it's all going my way. I've never been quite this okay in my whole life. I don't know what it was I did right to get her rocking my Chevy tonight. But when you get this kind of love, man, it don't suck. Now moments like this don't come around all the time. So you mix in tequila, some salt and some lime, and a thank you prayer. Oh, to the man upstairs. I still don't know how I got here. Right now it don't get better than this. It don't suck being me today. Just for once, it's all going my way. Never been quite this okay in my whole life. I don't know what it was I did right to get her rocking my Chevy tonight. But when you get this kind of love, man, it don't suck. Well, this can't last. It's just too good, too fast. Around, watching her in that sunburn, it don't suck.
don't know about you all, but I think he wrote that song about me. Tommy Dalton, thanks for coming to the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me.
Great music, buddy.
Thank you very, very much.
So let's dive into it, buddy. Where'd you come from? How young were you when you started finding out that music was your life?
I came from Hollywood, Florida, and actually I wanted to be a baseball player when I was a kid. And I found out I had an eye problem with you know, it was just I couldn't continue playing baseball. And I actually went to a Goo Goo Dolls concert. And it was like 2 weeks after I quit baseball, and I just fell in love with it. I saw Goo Goo Dolls, and I saw Johnny Risk and all the girls going crazy. It was just a great experience. And I picked up a guitar and started writing, and I've been doing that since I was about 15 years old. So it's been a big part of my life, and just can't imagine myself doing anything else.
Wow. So the Goo Goo Dolls were a huge influence. Any other people that really rocked your world?
I mean, I have so many influences. I listen to everything, country, rock, hip-hop. You know, I lived in South Florida, and I worked with a lot of people, and I actually got to work with doing stuff for Timbaland, Scott Storch. So I definitely a wide variety of stuff that I've done in my career.
Yeah. Your album, Back to You Now, how long was that in the making?
We started making that about a year and a half ago, and I'm so grateful to have such a great team on my side. We had Brent Mason, who's like the legendary guitarist in Nashville, doing all the stuff. And we sent a few songs because I met him. And when we started making this record, I said, you know what, I'd really love to get Brent Mason to play guitar on the record. So we sent him a few tracks, and he played three of them. And then he called me up, and it was just like the biggest honor. He's like, Tommy, I just really love your songwriting, and I would love to produce your record. I've never done it before, but, you know, I'd like for you to be the first person. And it's just like, for me, that was just such a big deal. And then we made 21 songs after that, so it was a big thing.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of views, a lot of hits. That's the one thing I really really appreciate you, buddy, for an indie artist. You really have your hand on your own marketing. That's fantastic. A lot of our indie artists right now are at that stage where they're looking for sponsorship, and you got a kind of a big sponsorship with the True Religion jeans endorsement. How did that whole thing come about?
Well, what happened was we sent the song to True Religion. Jeff Lubell, who is the president, the maker of the whole company, heard the song, and he really liked it. So what happened was he had Nicole Kramer, his assistant, get in touch with me, and we started talking, and he was just like, you know, we don't want to get him in our product and stuff like that. So sent me a whole bunch of clothes, a whole bunch of jeans, stuff like that, take photos in. So we've been working together ever since, and we've been working together probably for about 10 months now. So it's been very, very good. I'm very fortunate to be working with such a great company.
And that song was called Damn Jeans, right?
Yeah, Damn Jeans, yeah. That's
Let
the first song that
question.
We just had on the radio. The Sirius XM was playing my first singles with that song.
Yeah. Let me ask you a little question here. Do you ever get tired of singing it?
You know what? As it being your first single, I it really doesn't. I just love being on stage, and, you know, being up there is just so much fun. That I haven't yet, and I hope I never will, and I don't think I ever will, because it's just such a passion of mine to be up there and playing for people, hearing people sing the songs back to you. It's just such a great feeling.
Now, right now, you're living right in Nashville right now, is that correct?
I am, yeah. We just finished the record, and it just came out on iTunes and all that stuff, so I'm actually in South Florida right now. I came home for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm on a little vacation now that the record's done, so it's very nice.
Fantastic, and you're actually seeing your lovely little girlfriend, too. I saw pictures of you and this lovely blonde woman.
Yes, yeah, she's inside right now listening.
Oh, you know what? In the chat room, you don't know how many people are just going, aw. I think you crushed some hearts, Tommy. Everybody's squawking about how wonderful-looking you are. But, yeah, what's coming up on the horizon? I mean, I know you just finished and stuff. Are you going to go on a – I mean, you're funding this all yourself, so that your touring has to be kind of limited.
Yeah, well, what we've been doing is we've just been taking single shows, like opening slots. I did a show with Ethan Corbin and Randy Houser. So we've been trying to just get some opening slots for some acts. And, you know, when we do it, they've just been really liking it. So we've been trying to get some more acts with them and trying to get other shows around Nashville, down in South Florida whenever I'm in town. So it's been really good. We might have a show coming up with Jake Owen at the end of October. and then I'm doing a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. So we've been doing a whole bunch of stuff just for shows, but I've been doing a lot of writing lately.
That's great. What are you? Have you ever played at the Van Dyke down there in Miami?
I haven't. No, I usually come down and play at the country club, the Roundup in Davie, Florida. Oh,
I see. Yeah.
They have me there a lot. They usually have some opening slots. They come in, and I couldn't believe it. They called me up and they said that my song was the number one requested song there, a song called Back to You. So they had me come play and open up for Randy Houser, and then we all had a good time, and they had me come back for Ethan Corbin, and then any time they have an act come in, they I'm their first call. So it's been very, very nice.
Yeah. We have a live chat going on right now. I'm going to go ahead and thank Brenda Johnson Cummings for being there. The few new guests that we have, Mara Benz back. Shannon Sibold is actually listening from the UK. Parthenia Warfield and Stephen McGraw listening. One of the questions are, who would be your guest duet partner?
Would it a female or male?
One of each. Let's do that.
One of each. I would have to say George Strait would be awesome for a male. And, I just love Carrie Underwood's voice. So I would love to do a song with Carrie.
Wow. She's got a great face and a great look, too. Let's go back to the marketing and stuff. You marketed yourself so well. What tips would you have for the ones at that level right now that are looking for sponsorship? They already have a finished product to put out there. They're no longer in, you know, doing their home demos and stuff. They actually have a tangible thing. What would you absolutely say is being a top three tips as to how to go ahead and attack a sponsor?
I would say just keep plugging it, definitely, because we got really, really lucky. What we did is after the song was written, we sent it to True Religion, and we were going to see what they thought about it, because, I mean, I love True Religion jeans, and they've always been a favorite of mine. And we sent it to them, and they were our first ones out the gate, and they wrote back and responded and loved it. So we started at the top, and then we didn't go anywhere else, because we were just really happy with that. And Jeff's been so great and such a great company to work with, so I've been very fortunate to have them do all everything. You know, it don't suck, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Did you send it to the marketing director, or did you send it to? I mean, not to mention names or anything like that, but what? How did you route it? I mean, did you write the letter to True Religion Jeans? That you know.
We sent it. Well, me and my manager, my dad's been co-managing me a little bit, and we sent it to the marketing department and also the head, which was Jeff Lubell, and his assistant actually got it, and that's who got it. I'm not sure if the marketing department got it also. But Jeff is the one who got it and was like, yeah, well, let's start working with him. So,
fantastic. Well, you know, Tommy, I think it's time to listen to another tune. How does that sound to you?
Oh, definitely.
Let's listen to Something to Die For. This is off Tommy's new album called Back to You.
I used to live for motorcycles and riding in the sun. Making love was just for fun. I used to live in Friday night lights, screaming of that hometown crowd. I used to live to go out drinking. I shut all them bars down. I was a wild card without thinking. It's what I was all about. But somewhere there's a beauty in the ache
Fantastic job.
Thank you.
Really good job. I'm going to go back to the chat real quickly. I've got a lot of people from Nashville apparently in here. Marilyn Bennett from Nashville, No Place Rather I Would Rather Live For. Thanks for getting back to original country. The stories tell a song, the song has a meaning. That's a lot. That's very true of your music. There's so much fluff out there. I just realized that Britney Spears was the voice of the new Bravo commercials. I don't know why I didn't put the two and two together before, but it's just like I long for the time where artists actually find their artistry and their lyricism and their melodies again, not just have this engineered, synthesized sound that can be put on repeat. You can have a 5-hour dance remix. I just don't understand music like that. Any thoughts?
Yeah. You know, it's just like when it comes from the heart, and you know, when you're the artist singing the song that you wrote, I think it really comes through. And you know, I wrote 19 songs off this 21 song record we just did, but I did take two songs from the outside, and I got to cut two Brett James tracks, which he's just had 15 number ones, and he's been amazing, and has the new Scotty McCreery single from American Idol. But you know, I think when you relate to the song, even when you didn't write it, it also has that type of feel. You know, and it's just something special about it. And I think the listeners are going to hear that through the song.
Yeah, because I think your listeners now, with all of the social media and technological advances and stuff, they can become very discerning about the music, and fans can be fickle too. Once you throw out one grape, they don't want to hang with you anymore. But
yeah.
I'm going to go over to email right now, and the question from Susan from Atlanta is, what do you have on your iPod? That's a good question.
Oh, what do I have on my iPod? My iPod is at its max of 80 gigs, so what do I not have on my iPod? But I did just download, I listened to a lot of different stuff. I listened to a lot of rock since that was my early stages of music. I just downloaded the new Theory of a Dead Man record, which is really, really great. Of course, Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, pretty much any country, Blake Shelton's new record. I just downloaded that too, along with Chris Young. Eminem, I sometimes listen to Eminem. My brother's a big fan of him, and I always pass by his room whenever I'm in town, and I always hear him listening to him. So I just have such an array of music on my iPod.
Yeah, you know, did I see you in a picture with Blake Shelton not too recently?
Yeah, I was with my friend T.G. Shepherd, and he was doing the Ryman, and we were just backstage hanging out and seeing them and Laura Bell Bundy with Miranda Lambert. That was before they got married, actually. So,
Laura Bell Bundy?
Great people. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love her to pieces. I think I love her. Oh, I love her music. I really do. I love Gideon Up. And then I also love her Show Can Tell Brown series on YouTube. That stuff cracks me up. I didn't even realize it was her for the first few videos. That
Oh, really?
Little woman is someone to look for. Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, she's coming out with her new record coming out soon, and I believe Dan Huff is producing it, which he's done all the Rascal Flatts records and Keith Urban, so that's definitely something to look out for. I'd definitely look into the future for that.
Well, when you talk to her, could you please tell her that I'm a huge fan? I've actually written on her page a few times asking her to be on the show, but then, you know, I just feel like an idiot kind of a thing. But, you know, but it's one of those things where, you know, I'm a huge fan of her. She's a hoot and a holler. Is she as funny in person? Because she seems to be like a good kind of mess.
She really is. She had her little dog there backstage, and it was just, you know, she's such a nice person, so down to earth, and it's just so cool to hang around with, so...
Cool beans. I hate to go off topic, but let's talk a little bit. You're working with Animal Rescue. Is that a rumor? Is that true? Because, you know, can you be good looking and have a good heart too?
Well, yeah. Thank you, by the way. What I've been doing is what I'd love to do is I know it sounds kind of weird, but I would love to buy just acres and acres of land, and instead of animals being killed, just have them taken care of there. So whenever I'm in town, I try to foster dogs so they don't get killed from the shelters. It's just, I just absolutely love dogs. If I had the means to, I'd probably have 20 dogs, but it's just, it's hard being on the road and doing all that stuff. So I just have one little lab Doberman mix that I saved from the Humane Society.
Yeah, you, boy. That's like, every time I watch that Sarah McLachlan commercial, you know, Eyes of an Angel.
Yeah.
Oh, I called it.
No, it puts chills on your arms. Almost brings a tear to your eye.
I know, and I have to turn away because you don't know how much money I've given at 11 o'clock at night when I've had a couple Chardonnay. You know, it's just, it's dangerous. It really is dangerous. But Tommy, tell us how
put that commercial on after 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, that's how they get the major fundraisers. I'm pretty sure of it, absolutely. We're running out of time. Tell us how we can go ahead and find you. Tell us where we can pick up. You're on iTunes. Are you on Amazon as well, I believe?
I think so. The record just came out, so it's being released all digitally, but it is on iTunes. Of course, TommyDalton.com, Facebook.com/TommyDalton, MySpace. I'm still on MySpace, and pretty much any major thing, and then my name after it. I'm on Twitter.com/TommyDalton. And then the new record is out. It came out about a week and a half ago, and we're going to be releasing a deluxe edition with It Don't Suck on it in about 3 weeks, I think.
Wow. Tommy, you know, I wish you the best. I think you're really hitting straight for the top, and please promise you're going to go ahead and come back to At Home with Victoria and share every success with you, because you have more fans here than you had before you started. So
absolutely.
I just want to thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
No problem. And Tommy, I'm telling you, this chat room, I mean, apparently, you know, you're hot one, hot looker. So take that to the bank. And say hi to your girlfriend, too. And have a great holiday, okay, buddy?
Thank you so much. You too.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Thank
you. That was Tommy Dalton. That was Tommy Dalton with his new album, Back to You. I knew you'd enjoy him. He's a great kid. Everybody's a kid because I'm so bloody old. But he is a fantastic person, great heart, and a great talent. And in keeping in the mix, I have another fantastic-looking gentleman coming up, and I see he's in the chat room. So I'm eager to go ahead and introduce you to Mr. Scott Carey, again, from Amanda Marshall from Synchronicity PR. And his story is pretty interesting, and I will tell you, you're going to enjoy this one, too. So here's Scott Carey with a little bit of country.
Do I like the way you walk in those alligator shoes? That short red dress sure gives me a clue that you like to have a good time. I hate to see you go, but love to watch you leaving this old country boy. I'm out of a trick up his sleeve, so saddle up in my truck and come with me and let's go take a ride. You don't need no reason, no ride, 'cause everybody goes a little bit of country sometimes. A little bit of country, down by the creek, a homegrown honey that tastes so sweet, and some whiskey, a cheap bottle of wine. Everybody goes a little bit of country sometimes. country in a 4x4 for some good time. We'll grab a couple of guns and a case of cold beer, a camouflage tent, and we'll pitch it right here out under the stars. And we can make love till the sunrise. You won't need no reason, no rhyme, 'cause everybody goes a little bit of country sometime. A little bit of country down by the creek, a homegrown honey that tastes so sweet and some whiskey, a cheap bottle of wine. Everybody goes a little bit of country a skinny dipping dip spitting son of a gun. And when the bar closes down, I've only begun to have a good time. You see, 'cause I know a place where we can party all night. It's up back away from the big city lights, with a hot tub and cold beer on ice and a little bit of moonshine. You don't need no reason nor rhyme, 'cause everybody goes a little bit of country sometime. A little bit of country a homegrown honey that tastes so sweet and some whiskey, a cheap bottle of wine. Everybody goes a little bit of country sometimes. Sometimes. A little bit of country that's down by the creek, a homegrown honey that tastes so sweet and some whiskey, a cheap bottle of wine. Everybody goes a little bit of country.
Scott, welcome to the show, the chat room. The women are melting, my friend. How are you?
Very good, man. Good to be on.
So nice for you to join us, buddy. I've been looking forward to this interview for so long. Buddy, I think you're simply tops. I think you are simply on your way to something fantastic, and that's just me.
Well, thank you.
Let's do the same thing, buddy. Let's cover some background. Apparently, you're originally from Florida, I believe, or you were attended school in Florida. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm from Florida, and I'm in Florida right now, soaking it up, just loving it.
Good for you. You should give Tommy a call.
Oh, is he down here too?
He's down there too. He's down in South Florida. So yeah, let's do that. Have a little banquet or something like that.
Yeah, so I'm living in Birmingham right now, and I'm trying to stay, you know, centralized to all the South. We got some shows coming up all around the South, some casinos and some festivals. So we're gearing up for that. I'm just taking a little break before I get back up to Nashville, and we'll be tracking a couple new songs, and then working on getting this record out.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a good record. The record's called Long Road to Nashville, correct?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Let's let's pretend you're a little boy, buddy. I knew you, singing in choirs, correct?
Oh, gosh, yes. When I was a kid, I tried out for this choir with my private school that was really hard to get into, but I made it in. I did my due diligence and practicing my vocal, you know, warm-ups and modulations, and then I got in, and that started my singing career.
At that age, were you kind of did you want to sing, or were you like me being forced to take piano lessons? Was it forced on you, or did you know it was something you're always going to do?
Well, I found out that the choir, joining the choir with the private school, they got special treatment. They got to get out of class twice or three times a week. I can't remember. It's been so long. And then at the end of the year, they got to go to the water slide park. So that was basically the whole reason. And I figured, hey, you know what? I can pull this off. I can you know, I could probably sing a few notes and get in and get to have all those perks, you know.
Yeah.
So so that was the incentive behind it. But I'm glad that I did it. And shortly after that, I started playing instruments. I played on the drums. My dad was a drummer. So I was real used to, you know, the rehearsal scenes at the in the basement, at the garage, in the garage, and and so from the drums, I moved on to the guitar, and then, you know, that's all she wrote. I never put down the guitar since the day I started playing it.
God, you're almost like a little bit of like an Osmond family. Maybe you had a missing Osmond or something like that, but you're countrified.
Yeah,
let's embarrass you a little bit, buddy. Let's talk about your modeling days at 17. Apparently, you had an international modeling career, correct?
Oh yeah, that was that was fun. It was I met a guy when I was working in a restaurant in South Florida, and you know, he gave me his card. He said you should start modeling. I could help you. Blah blah blah. And I, you know, I didn't really like the idea at first, but I ended up, you know, I kept the card in my pocket anyway, and a couple of days went by, and I called him, and he's like, I'm so glad you called me, you know, you're going to be a star, and I just, you know, that was so far-fetched for somebody to believe at, you know, 16, 17 years old, but, you know, through this individual, this connection that I made, I got to see and do just some really amazing things. I traveled the world and got to make money posing in pictures, basically, which is a joke, right? So,
well, it's hard work, though.
Yeah.
I know a lot of models, but yeah, that's no picnic. But yeah, it's a pretty sweet ride.
It is, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So, did you get your guest jeans commercial as a result of the song, or were you already? How did that crossover happen? Because, I mean, I was kind of floored. It's like, oh, my God, that is Scott Carey.
Yeah, that was – I actually booked that through my modeling agency. But at that time, I had the band. We were starting to become known in the South Florida. We were getting a little bit of radio play on local night. And we were booked pretty well around – you know, the hot spots in Miami, and then we did a tour. So it worked out well, the combination of having the modeling booker send out stuff for me. So we did that guest jeans ad. We did a couple other things. We did Pepsi in Sony building down on Lincoln Road in Miami Beach, and that was a lot of fun. You know, we got a few connections from the old modeling business, so it all kind of comes together at some point, you know.
Yeah, you kind of got hooked up pretty well, because I was looking through your YouTube, and we'll talk about your YouTube Long Road to Nashville series in a second. But how did you come about escorting Miss Madonna to the VMAs in 1999? And you know what? I knew that was from 1999 before I even looked at the year, because I kind of know her hairstyles. So I knew that hairstyle was her style in 1999. But, yeah, there's a video of you sitting right next to her. You actually were her escort for that night.
Yeah. I actually met her about 3 months before that. And my manager was Ingrid Casares, who is, I guess, a lifelong friend of Miss Madonna's, and so we did dinner one night, and I sat across the table from her, and we talked, and you know, she was kind of intrigued with me. I was kind of intrigued with her.
I'm sure Lux had nothing to do with it, Scotty.
So. You know, she got my phone number. It's a really funny story. She got my phone number from Ingrid, and she calls my house, and I had a roommate at the time who had no idea that I went to dinner with her the night before. And she calls my house, you know, this was obviously before cell phone days, or right about when cell phones were coming out, I guess.
Wow.
So, or at least they were affordable for starving musicians like myself.
Right.
So she calls our house phone. My roommate answers, and she says, "Is Scott there?" And he says, "No." He says, "Who's this?" And she says, "It's Madonna." And he's like, "Yeah, and I'm
right.
Superman," and hangs up on her. So obviously she's not used to getting treated that way, and she was a little annoyed by it. But of course, you know, it was, you know, it is what it is. I'm sure she's used to that kind of stuff happening. So it was just really funny. You know, I came home and he was like, "No, please tell me that really wasn't Madonna calling you." And I said, "It was. Of course it was."
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have believed it either. I mean, I would have probably done the same damn thing. Anyways, let's talk about Long Road to Nashville on YouTube. You can go ahead and check out all of Scott Carey's videos on youtube.com/Scott Carey. He has quite a few of them documenting his road trip to Nashville, which is very fantastic. And you get a good insight to what it takes to actually get there, and you get a better sense of who Scott is. Whose idea was that, Scott? It's brilliant.
Well, that was mine. We haven't done a video in a little while, so we're long due. I do have some really incredible footage though for the next video, and I'm waiting for the right time. I'm really focused on getting this record complete. It's about 95% of the way done to my likings, and I've been working on this for about a year and a half. These are all songs that I have been writing for the past 3 years, about 3 to 4 years. And Long Road to Nashville is just basically exactly what you said. I just thought it would be really cool to document, and so people can see the journey, the actual road, and how difficult it is, and then of course, you know, how awesome it is too. I mean, there's a lot of cool things that you happen upon that seem to work in your favor sometimes, and then the things that you think will work obviously don't work. So it's just a biography, I guess, of my road to Nashville and how it came to be, and we're going to continue on that. I have to get Captain Danger back into the mix because he's been gone for a little bit, but Captain Danger is like my sidekick / assistant.
Yeah,
he would not like me to call him.
He's a pistol. Yeah, he's good stuff.
He's truly entertaining, so I like to keep him around. He also keeps my ego nice and big. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice and level. Yeah, absolutely. Let's give it a listen to Long Road to Nashville. This is Scott Carey.
Okay.
Tell me what you think. All right.
She tells me to go to Nashville, but her eyes tell me to stay. My life's in Alabama, but the road's leading me away. She called to tell me that she loves me, but I didn't hear it ring. You know the music seems to call me, and the stage knows me by name. But it's a long road to Nashville. The spirit seemed on me, bunch of cowboys gotta do. If I could only feel you hold me. You know the long road feels so lonely. But it's a long road to Nashville.
To Nashville, isn't it, Scott?
Yes, especially if
literally.
You're outside of the city.
Yeah, especially if you're a little outside the city. Now, I heard something, again, resulting in the fact that showing that you have a heart, you're not just a pretty face. You're doing some great work with the Warford Foundation for Prothenia Warford, and I just want to say thank you to that. We were trying to get the song, and we didn't get it together in time, but tell us about Heroes Highway.
Well, that's a very special song. It's actually about my cousin. He was KIA, killed in action, October 9th of 2009. It's quite amazing when something, you know, you hear about it on CNN and all that, but when it hits home, it really moves you and it's just basically a little bit of hope to all those who have lost somebody. It's personalized because that was my cousin, so it's about Robert, but it goes out to everybody. And I literally broke down in the studio trying to sing the song. Like, I mean, it was really tough to get it out because it was just so powerful. And that's one of those songs that's, yes, I wrote it technically, but it's not mine. It's a gift, you know? And it's there for support for all of those who have lost somebody, you know, and we have a lot of heroes that give their lives and go unnoticed, you know, and it's the families that really, that song is really just dedicated to all those heroes out there, and it's called Heroes Highway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So check it out.
And for those who
For those who don't know, the Warford Foundation works very hard to expand the opportunities of single mothers and military widow families by increasing their self-sufficiency through scholastic growth and achievement. And they reach out to military widows that lost their loved ones due to current war, as well as other single mothers. So it's a fantastic foundation. You can find them at www.warfieldfoundation.org. That's warfieldfoundation.org. But, you know, Scott, geez, that's... Sorry to hear that, dude. That's a bad story, but a good story too. It's always good, and it's really funny too, because a good song always writes itself. That's what they tell me.
Yes, yeah. Well, like I said, it's a message of hope, you know. Mm-hmm. And the build up is great, and it all comes together. It kind of makes sense of it all when it's hard to find sense in it, you know. Yeah. So you know, I put it on Facebook and. You know, my cousin's mother, she got it. She got a hold of it. She sent it out to all of her girlfriends who have lost, you know, their sons in battle. And I got just amazing responses from it. And it made it like, okay, you know, I've got a mission fulfilled in my life, you know. So it felt good. It felt good to get those responses. And you know, people say, thank you, that song touched me, and it really helped. So, you know, I mean, just that in itself is worth every bit.
Absolutely. Well, make sure to go ahead and send me an MP3 so I can go ahead and we can play it on the show. But getting back to that, too, let's go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you. They can find you on Facebook. They can find you on Reverb Nation. They can find you at www.scottcarymusic.com. Is that correct? I think I got that right.
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, on Reverb Nation right now, I've got... 10 of the 12 songs that are going on the album, they're free to download, people. Free to download right now off of Reverb Nation, Scott Carey. It's an MP3 download, but the record will be coming out probably in the next couple months. I've got two more songs. I'm going back to Nashville to track. There's some fun rockin', like Jason Aldean kind of stuff on there, you know, all the way to like some Lady Antebellum. Kind of more like crossover rock, it's a fun album. I've put my heart and soul into it. I've written all of it. I've kind of gone against the Nashville grain, you know, working with other writers and whatnot. These songs are just my soul, you know. A lot of them just wrote themselves, you know, just from life experiences. So. I'm doing it. It's a little bit harder the way that I'm doing it because I don't have other writers involved and other people pushing it. But it's the real deal. So
yeah.
I'm proud of it.
And you should be, buddy. It's a fantastic bunch of work. I look forward to having you back. Please promise you'll come back tell us
thanks
how things are
much.
Going, buddy. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time out. And I know everybody, Brenda Johnson Cummings, Guest 7101, Mar Ben, Shannon Sibbled in the UK, Kelly 21, Parthenia Warfield from the Warfield Foundation, and Stephen McGraw all love you tons. And I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Okay, buddy?
Great. Thank you very much. And I also just wanted to mention the website is www.scottcarymusic.com. You can pull a few songs off of there and look for the album to be released here very soon.
Absolutely. Keep an eye on my page and At Home with Victoria's page. And if you have any inside information that you want to share with me, buddy, you just go ahead and give me a call, okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate you greatly. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Scott. I totally love you. You take care.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye. Scott Carey, everybody. I tell you, two great guys, two great voices, two great hearts. You're listening to Michael Kay at Home with Victoria, entertainment co-host. I'm kind of floored, actually. I had no idea that about his story behind Heroes Highway, but... Anyways, it's a good song, and go ahead and watch our page for his release date. So, yeah, Tommy Dalton, Scott Carey, I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. I also want to thank Synchronicity with Amanda Moore for turning me on to these great guys. And you can find, actually, Synchronicity on Facebook. And Yeah, great show, everybody. I want to thank everybody up in chat, Brenda, guest 7101, Mar Ben, Shannon Sybil. Thanks for staying up, baby. I know it's late. Kelly 21, my girl from down the street, Prasenia, and Mr. Stephen McGraw sitting in the bedroom with his oven mitts on. So the next show we're going to have on is on the 18th, and that will be with Anthony Anderson from Anacostia. He's going to be bringing maybe a couple guests with him. But I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I don't want to leave. I can't leave a Nashville show without playing my Nashville girl, my Nashville best friend, Miss Shelley Rand. Go ahead and take a look at her Facebook page, take a her Reverb Nation page, and check it out at www.shelleyrand.com for all the latest concert information. She's got a great video called, what is it, everybody? What is it? We all know it. We all know it. It's called "It's All." I'm All Over That. And she'll be launching it on the CMT and GAC networks coming up in August. So to everybody, I want to wish you the best night. Victoria, I hope your thumb gets better, and I'll see you on Thursday. But until then, everybody, this is my good friend Shelley Rand with I'm All Over That. Good night, everybody.
From the color of my Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.